on the show, Lizzie Hale, lead singer and rhythm guitarist of Hailstorm.
What? How you guys doing?
What?
We almost harmonized.
It's very cool to talk to you.
I know, it's amazing. Hi, how are you guys? It's good to hear your voices and be back in with you.
Now, we really enjoy your music. We love what you've done for rock music and for women in rock music. But we have something very special here in this interview. Lizzie, this is Ruth, our producer. She's a super fan.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, Ruth.
Oh, my gosh. It's such an honor to speak with you.
Great to speak with you, too. Oh, my goodness. This is such a pleasant surprise. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little bit caught off guard, but I'm great.
I think she's about to tinkle.
What's your first memory of hearing Lizzie?
Oh, wow. First album, I Get Off. The first time I ever saw you guys, you played at this little club here in Hartford called The Webster.
Oh.
And I'll never...
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
That was the first time I ever heard you sing live. And I remember it was before the show. People were just kind of getting beer, hanging out outside, having cigarettes, whatever. And I just remember you started singing a cappella. It was... It's Not You. And you're like, I'm in love with someone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was like a cappella. And just that voice, just everybody just stopped dead in their tracks.
They dropped their cigarettes and beers and everything.
Oh, yeah. They dropped the cigarettes and the beers everywhere.
A huge mess everywhere. One person cut their foot. Thanks a lot, Lizzie.
I hate when I drop a beer and it splashes up in my face.
Oh, you dropped a cigarette and gas.
But everyone was like, holy crap,
I have that
voice.
She makes
amazing.
Folks drop things. Oh, nice.
No, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness. That was such a great time. Like, you know, it's funny, something that we were just talking about this the other day, something that still happens to this day. And it started when we released I Get Off for the first time. You know, every time it came on the radio, I'd have to like videotape it and be like, oh my God, we're on the radio, you know? So I'd be like videotaping like the or whatever on my phone, like just the radio station playing our song. And it still happens to this day. Like, we're still like, if we get in the car and like all of a sudden the song is on, we're like, oh my God, we have to record it. I don't know. It's still something that we do.
If you still get energized off of hearing a song off the radio, you must have been really beside yourself winning a Grammy.
Oh yeah, no, that was a huge surprise. one of the bigger surprises, because we were not prepared. We're like, we're gonna go, and like we got invited to some parties that we definitely did not belong in, you know. and then yeah, they opened the envelope and they said our band, like the song name, and we were in disbelief. Like, oh, okay, what's not us? Wait, that's our song. Oh, my God. You know, one of those things.
That's so us.
That was a good moment. Yeah. I don't know. We've had a lot of good moments, man. One of the best things about it is that we're still here and we're still doing it and we still like each other, which is the biggest accomplishment, I think.
Talking to Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, coming to Mohegan Sun August 3rd. So when you won that Grammy, you go to an after party and there's Katy Perry.
Yeah, exactly. So you can imagine us in our, you know, we are just a meager rock band, and we're hanging out with all these like crazy pop stars, and oh man, we should probably say hi. I don't know. And at the time I had like two glasses of wine. So I was like, yeah, let's
I'll
just do it. So I went up to Katy Perry and I'm like, hey, you don't know me, but I'm Lizzie Hale and I just won my first Grammy today. And I just wanted to say hello. And I'm like, just like, she's never going to remember that, but hell yeah, let me do it.
Nice.
So it's fun, man. It's fun to be talking to you guys again and coming back around, and the triumphant return to the Mohegan Sun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Volbeat and you guys, Mohegan Sun. What are you working on now? And what are you nervous about? What's keeping you awake at night when you're about to kick off a big tour?
It's more excitement just to get back out on tour. It's funny how over the course of many years, tour has become more real life than real life.
You feel more at home with musicians, touring, crews, in front of audience than you do with your family.
You know what? In all honesty, yes.
It's interesting.
It becomes more of a task to live in this life versus the other one. Actually, it's funny because Ruth was mentioning me starting a cappella all those years ago, and I've started to do that again.
Great.
You know, mainly the boys' request. Like, you can start it, right? It's fine. Let's do it. So we're bringing back a lot of these old school moments that we used to do.
Ruth, is there anything else you'd like to bring back?
How about the drum circle?
see, I've been talking about that with the guys too, because I'm like, okay, so if we're going to bring back the acapella thing and the big sticks and the whole thing, like let's bring back the drum circle. That's so cool that you remember that. That was a lot of fun.
I heard you guys are also working on Reanimate 4.
You know what? Honestly, we've been like, we've recorded a couple covers and then, we're just kind of like waiting to see what to do with them.
What songs did you record for 4?
We have recorded a cover of Adele's Hello, and we have recorded a cover of Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Wow. So we have
cool.
that kind of like in the back pocket. And I'm like, well, what do we just, I've been talking to the guys, was like, do we just like put it out there? You know, it may be a whole album. It may just be like, hey, let's like toss these into the internet and see what happens.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We made it kind of dark, but it'll be fun if people actually get to hear it.
Yeah. I really want to hear it. Do you think you guys will do it on tour?
Maybe. We like to switch our setup a bunch, you know, because we just get bored. You know, it's like we don't necessarily do the same set over and over again. Like, you know, sometimes it'll just be like in the middle of the set, be like, let's just do this one because somebody were requesting something. So that makes it exciting. But there's always an element of risk that goes into, you know, playing a set. You know, we don't use tracks or a click track or anything. So it's like everything is kind of riding on, you know, how well we're listening to each other and if we're all riding the same wave, if everyone has the same amount of excitement.
That is what makes it great for us being in the audience, is when you guys are vibing and just doing what you're feeling.
Right.
And not just doing the same set the same way.
Right.
Every single night.
Robotic, yeah.
Mechanically.
Yep.
No, we're all in this thing together, man. It's like there's a very almost non-existent line between it's not just us getting up there and performing for people and everybody watching for just and some entertainment. We get to have a moment together, something that'll never happen again. And so that's kind of like, I don't know, we talk a lot about that in our world, where like that's where life happens, you know, because we are all on the same wave and we're all riding it.
Talking to Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm. They're coming to Mohegan Sun August 3rd with Volbeat.
And the time is going by so fast.
You know who we talked to recently? Chris Daughtry. And he was just...
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
He did like 5 minutes on how awesome it was to remake a Journey song with you and the whole experience, and a lot of love there from him for you.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. He's so talented, but he's also has such a huge heart. And he and I have been friends probably since 2011 or something like that when we first met. And you know, we've always wanted to do something together, but, you know, obviously with both of our schedules, it gets a little busy. And it's like, okay, we'll eventually do something. And he cold called me. He's like, hey, I know you're in town. I'm in the studio for the next 2 days. Like, do you want to, like, stop by and do a Journey cover with me?
Wow.
And so I was like, dude, that's, like, my go-to karaoke song. Let's go. I know it by heart. And so went in and did it. And neither one of us knew it was going to, like, totally go gangbusters on each of us. But It was a great experience.
Lizzie, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for taking the time. And thank you for all the great memories you've created for all of us with your shows and your music. And we look forward to seeing you at Mohegan Sun Sunday, August 3rd. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you.
Great talking with you, Lizzie.
Oh, no, thank you guys so much. And we're going to have such a great time. And thank you to everybody listening. And thank you guys so much for taking the time for me.